可能你有经验过这样的事情，对我来讲，我也同样的经历过这样的事情。
But even when nothing seems to be going right, I still believe that God is at work through those circumstances.
虽然很多的时候觉得很多的事情不是我们所想象这么的顺利，可是我感觉到神是在我们的生命中工作。
Now this raises a good question for us as we live with Christian faith.
这让我们得到一个问题。
Raises a good question for us as we live with Christian faith.
这对我们来讲是好像给我们一个很好的问题，我们是不是真正的有这个基督徒的这种的信心？
Here's the question. Does your faith compel you to live with a greater sense of destiny?
是给我们去问我们，我们是不是有足够的信心，做一个基督徒？
We need that kind of faith, especially if we're going to live with a sense of destiny in this old world of ours.
尤其是当我们过的生活，对我们很多事情都不是很顺利的时候。
And I'm going to have you advance to the slide that says this. When we talk about this world of ours, it's a weary old world sometimes, as we call it. A little bit further, the next one.
先我们先讲我们现在所生活的世界。
We live in a world with violence and war and terrorism.
在我们的现在所生活的世界里面，很多的恐怖，很多的斗争。
We have poverty and hunger and addictions.
我们有贫穷，我们有饥饿。
There's abuse and divorce and depression.
很多时候还有这个离婚，夫妻之间的问题。
Tragedies and disease and death and disaster.
很多的时候有悲剧，有病痛。
And then on top of all that, we've got such high gas prices.
Excuse me?
I said, and on top of all that, we've got such high gas prices.
当我谈到这些的时候，大家都觉得这个是我们生活是这个非常很需要有代价的这个生活的。
I gather that someone speaks English or with me or the others. Yeah. But when we live in this weary old world, sometimes it's hard to believe that we have a greater sense of destiny.
当我们活在这个世界里面，有时候我们都怀疑我们究竟有没有更好的盼望。
But when we stop and in our quiet times of reflection, we ask ourselves, is this all there is?
有时候我们就是会问，究竟是不是我们就是生活在这样子的世界里面？
We wonder, if this is all there is, why is our world the way it is?
当我们遇到这个世界是这样子的情况的时候，我们有时候会问，我们为什么活在这样子的世界里面？
And whether it's our own personal circumstances or the circumstances of this world, we know that GodHas a purpose through it all.
虽然这个我们活在这个世界，就是我们自己愿意的，或者是其他的原因，可是我们应该知道，神有他的计划。
Our Christian faith calls us to a greater sense of destiny.
我们这个基督徒的信心，叫我们对这个我们的命运，有足够的这个希望。
It reminds me of a story you may have heard about a stork who lived in a swamp.
这也让我想起有一个故事，好像有一只
is a bird, a bird, a heron.
有个鸟，它在这个，在这个好像在河边那边在生活。
Okay, thank you. Every day, this bird would wade through the muddy water and dig up snails out of the mud to eat.
很多的时候，这只鸟它有这个走过很多这个很多那个烂泥的地方。
Then one day, a beautiful swan flew in and landed in the water.
那有一天，一只很美丽的天鹅，飞到这个湖里面。
And the swan told the stork about a much better place to live and to eat and to enjoy life.
嗯，这个天鹅呢就告诉这只鸟，它说有更好的地方去生活，去吃更好的东西。
All the stork had to do was leave behind the muddy swamp eating snails and fly off to a place that was beyond anything he could imagine.
他说你只要离开现在很多这个烂泥的地方跑去另外一个地方。
Well, in the end, the stork couldn't believe that something so great existed. And when the swan flew away, the stork stayed in the swamp digging snails through the mud.
当他这个鸟离开了这个有烂泥的地方的时候，他才发现有更好的地方。
Well, this gives us a picture of the promise that God has for us about a better place and a better world.
这个让我们看到神有答应给我们一个更好的世界。
And yet at the same time, we live in this world and the way that it is.
同时我们现在生活在这个世界上就是这个样子的。
So it asks us, how are we supposed to live caught in between creation and heaven?
那我们怎么样去生活呢？就变成是我们受造的人跟这个天堂有什么的关系？
There are a couple of options for us about how we live between heaven and earth.
对我们来讲，怎么样生活在世界跟天堂，我们有几种的选择。
We might choose to live to escape this old world with all of its problems.
我们也可以选择离开这个世界，这个忘掉所有一些的这个问题。
We become so focused on heaven that we don't pay attention to life in this world.
那我们这样集中的注意力在这个天堂，我们就忘记这个世界上的一切。
Maybe you know some people who live that way.
也许你会认识一些人是这样子的生活的。
And we have an English saying, he was so heavenly minded, he was of no earthly good.
在英文里面有讲，因为他是有这样子一种的天堂的这个想象呢，他在世界上过的生活都是很特别的。
Now, even though we look forward with anticipation to heaven, we don't believe that's the way we're supposed to live in this world.
虽然我们有对天堂有一种的盼望，可是我们现在在世间上的生活，我们也不能够完全的这个漠视。
Now another option some people choose between heaven and earth is to become so engrossed in this old world.
那另外有一些人的选择呢，就是他这么喜爱这个世界，他还是喜欢这个世界的生活。
And there's an ancient saying that says, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die."
好像一个很那个通常的讲就是说，吃喝玩乐，明天就死掉了。
And you can look around you and see people who live life this way, engrossed in this old world.
你在你这个周围的朋友之间，你可以看到有些人是这样子的生活的。
But we know that the scriptures don't lead us to live either one of these extremes.
可是当我们看这个圣经给我们的教导，它没有教我们要过这两种的生活。
So there is a third response of how we should live between heaven and earth.
第三种我们是应该怎么样去过在这个世界跟这个天堂之间的生活。
And that is to embrace hope for this old world.
就是我们要对这个现在的世界，我们要有一些的盼望。
When we embrace hope for this old world, we become ambassadors between heaven and earth.
当我们对这个世界有盼望的时候，我们是做这个天堂的这个大使。
the idea is sort of like what is expressed with Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
这也是讲到另外一个故事，关于这个三个熊，小熊。
Goldilocks is, on one hand, too hot, too cold, or just right.
好像有三种的情况，要就是右手很热，左手很冷，中间刚刚好。
For Goldilocks, it's either too hard, or too soft, or just right.
或者是有时候太硬，或者是太软，或者刚刚好。
And between heaven and this world, we can live too much, too little, or just right.
在这个世界跟天堂之间，我们也可以这样子，不要过分，只是刚刚好。
Between heaven and earth, God wants for us to live just right as ambassadors of hope.
在天堂与这个世界之间，神希望我们能够作为一个盼望的使者。
This is sort of the idea expressed by Zig Ziglar. Here's his name here.
Oh, I don't think you have that one here. Let's try this.
他说有一个，这样子说，他说每天，我都看那个报纸，我也每天读那个圣经，我也知道两边两样东西都不是不同的。Again,
thank you, Tim, for translating. Zig Ziglar says, every day I read the newspaper and I read the Bible, so I well know what both sides are up to.
所以每天看报纸,读圣经,你就知道两个不同的世界。
This is the same idea that C.S. Lewis talks about when he says, the Christians who did most for the present world were just those who thought most of the next.
另外有一位讲到，就是那些基督徒，他在这个世界做的最多的，他对将来的盼望是更多。This
is how we are supposed to live with our faith in between two worlds.
这是应该我们凭着信心过我们在这个世界上跟这个天堂之间的生活。
Our life is supposed to be like the eulogy at a funeral that Isaac Walton said.
我们过的生活就好像很多的追悼会里面，对这个死者所说的这个生平的这个描述。He
said, "Of this blessed man, let this just praise be given. Heaven was in him before he was in heaven."
他说对这个已经死去的人，让我们都给他很多的颂赞，愿天堂跟他在一起，然后他会在天堂享受永生。So
today as we read this scripture in Romans chapter 8,
今天当我们读这个罗马书第八章的时候，
it tells us about living life this way in between heaven and earth.
他有告诉我们怎么样去过这个世界跟这个天堂之间的生活。
And as God's people, we are supposed to be ambassadors of hope.
我们作为神的儿女，我们要作为这个盼望的大使者。
Because of what we believe and what we know, we live as a bright ray of hope shining in this world.
因为我们的信仰，所以我们过的生活都是应该充满了这个盼望。
And so today I want to just highlight three bright rays of hope that we read about in this scripture.
今天我特别要向大家提醒，有三种的情况是怎么样会有光。 光明的盼望。
And the first one is the comparison between the two worlds.
第一种呢，就是两个世界来比较。
In the scripture it says, this old world cannot even compare with what lies beyond.
在这个圣经里面，他说现在这个世界跟将来的世界根本没有得比较。
So if we believe that, our faith changes the way we live it out.
假如我们相信这个的话，那我们过的生活就能够表现出这种的意思来。
We either live with a constant cost-benefit analysis, or we live with a sense of greater returns.
我们可能生活在好像只追求这个目前的这个利益，可是我们也可以过那种生活是有将来的盼望。
Some people live, even Christian people live with a constant negotiation between what their faith says and what this world tells us.
很多的基督徒他们所过的生活还是在这个考量这个世界给他的，还有他将来的盼望是怎么样。
But it's a different thing to have such strong faith that no matter what, we always put our trust in what God's Word says.
可是无论是怎么样，我们应该把我们的信心放在神的应许上。
And the promises of God's Word says that this life cannot even compare with what is in store for us.
在圣经里面有告诉我们，我们现今的生命根本没有办法给将来的这个生命来比较。
Now sometimes in this life, it sure doesn't seem that way.
很多时候我们今生好像不像是那么好。
And we sometimes think maybe we should take a sheet from our neighbor's playbook. I don't know if you have that. You probably don't have that.
You say, 他说我们这个过的生活好像我们常常看别人的生活好像比我们好。
And just give in and go along with the ways of this world.
很多的时候我们照着这个世界的这个状况过我们的生活。
And especially when life is caving in on us and everything is going wrong.
尤其是当我们遇到这个生活上的困难的时候，我们觉得什么事情都好像不对劲。
But God's word always gives us an encouragement to keep our sights set on heaven.
可是神的话语不断地安慰我们，让我们把我们的眼光放在将来的盼望上。
This is what Paul expressed in 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18.
这个就是保罗在这个哥林多后书第二章第四节所说的。
It says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen." For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
保罗在哥林多后书第四章十七到十八节说，我们这自善自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
When we live life with the faith and the hope that has inspired us, we are constantly looking to a better place.
当我们的生活在放在将来的盼望上面，我们会过得更好。
And between that place and this old world, there is no comparison.
对将来的我们要去的地方跟现在我们这个世界实在是不能比较。
A young girl was taking a walk with her father one night.
有一个晚上一个小女孩跟她爸爸走在路上。
And as they strolled along, they looked up at all the stars up in the sky.
他们走在路晚上走在路上的时候呢，他们看到天上很多的星星。
And she said to her father,
她跟她的爸爸讲,
Daddy, if the wrong side of heaven is so beautiful, can you imagine what it looks like on the right side?
她说在这边所看到的世界是这么丑恶，你能不能想象到在那边是多么好？
See, for us, that kind of perspective helps us live as ambassadors of hope in this world.
当我们有这种的盼望的时候，我们能够生活成为一个有盼望的使者。
For you or for me, for any one of us, to live as a bright ray of hope is to constantly keep in mind this comparison that Romans 8 talks about.
对我们是一种的勉励，我们能够这个过着这个罗马书第八章所给我们的这个教训，那我们过的生活会更加好。
Now there's another bright ray of hope in this passage of Scripture, and it is the liberation.
另外对于这个生命好像有这个盼望的，就是我们要有这个生命一种的释放。
The scripture says this old world is subject to frustration in its bondage to decay.
这个圣经里面有讲，这个世界都是败坏的。
So if we know that and we're living by faith, we have to choose between being tangled all the more tightly in this world or to live free from that bondage.
假如我们生活在这个世界上，我们要怎么样去脱离这个世界上的捆绑，也过一种更加这个自由、有盼望的生活。
There are so many aspects of this life that want to tangle us up and hold on to us tightly.
在这个世界上有那么多的事情把我们捆绑在这个世界上。
And the scriptures warn us about belonging too tightly to this world.
圣经有告诉我们，我们不要这个受这个世界上的捆绑。
In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 17, it says, Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
在约翰一书第二章15跟17节这样讲，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Many times the requirements of our Christian faith is to loosen the stronghold that this world and its ways has upon us.
我们作为基督徒，很多的时候，我们需要知道怎么样去脱离这个世界上很多的捆绑。
This is kind of the idea that was told about the famous Polish rabbi Hofetz Chaim.
There's his name right there. Practice your Hebrew on that.
这些话呢，都是一个犹太人的。 犹太人那个叫做教师，他所教导的。
An American visitor came to visit him and was surprised to see how small his apartment was.
那有一位信徒去访问这个犹太人的教师，他发现他住的这个公寓是很小。
And he asked the rabbi, I said, why do you live like this? Where is your furniture and all of your belongings?
他就问这个犹太人的教师，也差不多是等于牧师，他说那你的那个家具了什么都是在哪里？
And Rabbi Hofetz Chaim looked at him and said, where is yours?
那这个犹太人的教师就是问他，那你的家具在哪里呢？
And the American tourist said, well, I don't have any. I'm just a visitor here. I'm only passing through.
那这个访问他的人说，我现在只是在访问，我经过这个地方，我这边都没有家具。
And with a smile and a twinkle in his eye, the rabbi said very profoundly, "Me too."
所以这个犹太人的教师跟牧师就跟他讲， 你也是跟我一样， 你是没有家具的。
You see, there's a great freedom, a liberation, when we disentangle ourselves from all the trappings of this world.
当我们能够脱离这个世界上很多的捆绑的时候， 我们会觉得我们很自由。
And when we live that way, we become an ambassador of hope between heaven and earth.
当我们能够过这样子的生活的时候， 我们会成为一个有盼望的使者。
So when we read Romans 8, our faith helps us not only to see the comparison and the liberation, but also the redemption.
当我们读这个罗马书第八章的时候，我们发现， 我们不单只可以这个知道怎么样在这个两个世界中的生活，我们也知道怎么样去得到释放，我们也知道怎么样去得到拯救。
What the scriptures say is this old world longs to be remade the way it should. As we live life, it's constantly a tension between never being quite right or the perfection that we know of from heaven.
所以当我们活在这个世界上的时候，我们往往觉得这个世界是不完美的。
When it comes to redemption, the idea is for what is broken to be made whole.
当我们谈到这个拯救的时候，我们就知道，一个破碎的是生活是怎么样得到拯救。
And that doesn't just mean being put back together, but being made into something even better.
这个不代表就是说你破碎的要把它重新做回，而是有将来的盼望。
The redemption that God does in my life, in your life, and in this whole world is to make something better when it's broken.
神对我对你所给我们的拯救是让我们有得到一个更好的世界。
One of the ways we can picture this is with the image of a mosaic.
Mosaic?
Mosaic is like little pieces of glass.
Oh, yeah.
With the mosaic, all the little shattered pieces of brokenness are put together into something very beautiful.
很多破碎的玻璃把它拼在一起，会变成。
This is the work that God is doing in our world and in our lives.
这就是神现在这个世界上跟在你我的身上所做的工作。
When things feel broken and they don't seem to work the way it should, God is still at work.
当你感觉到好像你的生命好像破碎，很多事情都很不如意的时候，神
We can see this in the story of Joseph in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，我们有看到这个约瑟的故事。
He had a dream of being great someday.
他有做梦，有一天他会成为很伟大的一个人。
Over and over again, his dreams were shattered.
可是很多次，他的梦就破碎了。
His brothers hated him.
他的兄弟不喜欢他。
He was sold as a slave to a foreign land.
他被出卖到另外一个地方作为奴隶。
He was wrongfully accused.
他也被诬告。
And he was forgotten in prison.
他在监狱里面也得不到这个照顾。
But through all of these things, over 17 years,
他经过17年这么长的时间,
God was still working his plan.
神继续在他的生命上工作。
And in the end, Joseph was able to say about all of his brokenness in life,
那最后约瑟可以说在这个生命中很多的破碎的事情,
what you meant for harm, God has used for good.
在对你来讲是一种的损害, 可是在神的眼中这是一种的宽恕。
See, what's true for Joseph's life and is also true for the circumstances of our lives.
这个对约瑟来讲, 他的所遭遇, 对我们来讲也是一种的鼓励。
And what's true for our lives is also true for this old world of ours.
对我们生命中所发生的事情, 对这个世界上所有其他的都是一样。
God is busy taking what feels broken and shattered and doesn't work the way it should and turning it into something beautiful.
神在很多的破碎的生命当中, 再重新找回,
and to do that work, he uses his people.
要达到这个目的, 他还是需要他的
people who have faith, people who will live their lives as ambassadors of hope between heaven and earth.
让那些子民是有信心的, 也然后作为这个, 盼望的大事。
If you have faith in Christ, you are a part of the solution for all of this world's problems.
只要你是有信心的话, 你对这个世界的很多的问题是一种的解决。
This brings us all the way back to that first question. Does your faith compel you to live life with a sense of destiny?
这个又带回我们这个首先所提出的问题, 你的信心是不是帮助你能够过一个得胜的生活?
We pray to God that today we could read this passage of Scripture and it would help us to walk out of here and live life differently as ambassadors of hope.
按照这个罗马书第八章所给我们的教导, 当我们离开这个时候, 我们在这个世界上所走的路, 我们会充满了希望。
I would ask you to bow your heads here as we close.
请大家低头祷告。
God, today we thank you for your word and how it speaks to us. And we ask that somehow by the mystery of your spirit and its power to touch our lives, that the words that were spoken today would stir our hearts so much so that we're able to be reminded and live every day as ambassadors of hope, believing that there is more to life than just this world, and there is no comparison for what you have in store for us. And because we believe that, for it to change the way that we live with other people, and whenever there is brokenness, whenever there are problems, whenever we run into issues that are discouraging, that we can be a bright ray of hope, shining the light of Christ, his freedom, his liberation, and his redemption that the world so desperately needs. Let your word accomplish its purpose today in our hearts, and we thank you for it. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Reverend Marble, the message. And 我们现在要为我们的奉献祷告。 We're going to pray for our offering. Let's bow and pray. 亲爱的天父, 我们再次感谢赞美你。 尽管这个世道有很多的败坏, 世人也有极端的堕落。 所以我们真是要感谢你拣选我们, 让我们成为你的儿女。 让我们在今生有今生的目标，有依靠，并且我们有永生的盼望，让我们成为神国的大使，来传扬你的福音。这是让我们全心全意的仰望你，全心全意的依靠你，让我们真是甘心乐意的将自己摆上，献上我们的时间，献上我们的金钱，献上我们的智慧。我们求神使用，求神造就。我们将恭敬祈求祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。So now the welcome and the announcement. We'd like to welcome, thank you, Reverend Marvel, today come to us and share this wonderful message. You want to say a few words or?
Thank you.
另外有没有其他第一次来到我们当中的 ？Is any newcomer come to our church first time? I'd like to introduce you.